The idea is to bring in vastly different concepts and experiences of mother and mothering. Another Kind of Mother is about rewriting the scripts around our ideas of mother and mothering across cultures, historically and spiritually, in order to free both women and men from within the constraints of a dying paradigm. And all of this in service to creating a more beautiful world. I'm Delphine, and I'm really glad you're here. For the past 5 years, my work internally, spiritually, has been around reclaiming a relationship with this idea of mother and mothering. I have stepped into what you might call an initiation with regard to trying to heal a lineage of unhealthy feminine, unhealthy relationships with this idea of mother and mothering. As a result, in the realm of teaching what you need to learn, this has been my primary lesson, and it has come with the uncovering and discovering of layer after layer of shame and guilt and messaging that kept me locked in a paradigm of unhealthy relationship to mother and as mother. Through this work, through peeling those layers away, beginning to be able to come back to that essence that we all come onto this planet with, of inherent lovability, of light, of brilliance that unfortunately in our society for thousands of years gets covered over by unhealthy stories, unhealthy messaging, unhealthy paradigms. And so having an opportunity to speak to people with many different experiences of mother and mothering is, on a personal level, I believe a part of my healing, to see that I am not alone in this, and to help others see and know that they are not alone in their experiences. And in being able to recognize some of their own stories, being able to bring in a level of compassion for where we all are and where we've come from in an effort to heal that. I am the firstborn of four kids, born within 5 years to a 21-year-old. I think for her, I represented the end of her freedom, the death of her dreams, her own dreams. What she was living was society's dream, marrying the right guy from the right family and doing that thing that mothers did in the 60s and before that, and still today often. My understanding is that I represented all of those things for her in a very unconscious way. And as a result, the anger, the frustration, the rage at not being able to live the truth of her light I became unconsciously the target of that, the death of those dreams. Though there, I'm sure, is much more to it than that, as a child, that was my experience of it. So, as I saw the potential for the replication of that in my relationship with my daughter, I knew that it was my job, my calling to put an end to that cycle. The idea is to bring in vastly different concepts and experiences of mother and mothering and archetypes of mother and all the way to Mother Earth and our relationships with that idea of mother and mothering, men mother, as well as women mothering. And there are so many different configurations and experiences around this quintessential role in our lives that I wanted to weave a lot of different threads together in the hopes of having a deeper understanding of what this, as I've described it, most intimate relationship we could possibly have is. I think the nature of the topic lends itself probably more to women, but I so don't want to limit it to that. I want to embrace men and help them heal their relationship with the feminine, as well as their relationship with the masculine, in having a different understanding of the way these roles play out. First, I want to say that identification with the wound is something that is an incredibly necessary part of the process of healing, but staying stuck in that wound, I think, is where a lot of us remain. We identify as victim. Coming to the other side of that is what this process is all about. Absolutely necessary to dig in the muck and stir up the mud, but to let it all settle and clear, and then ultimately let it go so that we can clear the way for the light, so that the lotus can blossom from that mud and muck. It's an essential exploration, but again, not one to stay stuck with. The term mother wound, I have an actual physical pain in my body that I've heard myself describe as my mother wound. And when I feel the sharpness of this pain, it's a trigger for me to look at what's going on relative to that mother wound. A huge part of this healing process has been about embodiment, about understanding that our body holds these lessons and these keys and these clues, and learning to listen to those. And fear of even being in the body is something I've recognized within myself because I know that the body knows. And so while talk therapy, while 12-step, while so many different modalities of healing have been necessary and important and valuable, getting to this embodiment piece for me has been essential. Letting it go from a cellular level. weaving so many different stories and experiences around motherhood, around mothering, around mother. It creates this incredibly rich tapestry that enables a new sense of allowing for all of us to be. I'm excited to learn about experiences in this regard beyond my own, you know, narrow little box, particularly experiences of motherhood and mothering in different cultures. You know, we get often siloed in our own communities and our own cultures. And I know there's a much broader world of experience out there that will illuminate so many other different possibilities. It just feels like this adding color to the painting, adding color to the whole picture, and depth, richness. My work these past 5 years has been focused on the feminine. As you know, we've seen in the world around us this huge uprising of a new, healthier feminine, this divine in the feminine. We have taken on the masculine, but an unhealthy masculine, and reclaiming that feminine in a new way, the way that was shut out, hung, burned, cast away by an unhealthy masculine. And that paradigm now is just crumbling left, right, and center, which is, in the process of it, really messy, really scary, and really necessary. But what I've come to recognize is that this new healthy feminine paradigm all by itself cannot survive without a healthy masculine. Men, unfortunately, particularly in recent years, have in many ways paid the price of this patriarchy bashing. You know, I think in any new movement, there's this uprising, this anger, this rage that comes through because there's been so much time spent being oppressed by it. But as a result, men don't know where to go. They don't know how to be. They don't know how to allow what's real and true in themselves to come forward, because they've been taught, poisoned by this unhealthy masculine as well. What I'm finding in myself is a need for the reclamation of a healthy masculine to balance that feminine. I've heard it described as, you know, the banks of the river, the feminine being the water, but without the banks, it would just overflow and have no form. And bringing in an understanding of what a healthy masculine is in each of us, male or female or anywhere in between, we all need that. And that's been the edge for me most recently. My masculine has been a very toxic, punishing, do, harsh, rigid masculine, and learning how to incorporate a gentle strength, structure, without the harshness of that old masculine. I'm finding myself doing these mudras, this being the chalice And this being the blade, the masculine and the feminine coming together in a new and healthy way. And I hope that this conversation for both men and women helps them come back to this knowing of this true state of balance. We call it Hieros Gamos, the sacred marriage, the marriage within, so that we can each claim both that masculine and feminine within ourselves as sovereign beings, so that we're not seeking it out there. In order to have a healthy whole, we need to find it within ourselves first. Otherwise, we reach endlessly outside of ourselves to try to fill that H-O-L-E hole when we're not W-H-O-L-E whole. Thanks for joining me on Another Kind of Mother. If you enjoyed the podcast and can review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it'll help this message reach more people. And a special thanks to Wendy Colonna for our theme song called Shine.